Good day, I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Midday News for Tuesday, September 5. Coming up, Education Ministry looking to boost school safety and security, Jamaica and Chile to deepen relations, and TPDECO expand its Team Jamaica training program. The news in detail after the break.
Energy Vision 2030. Using less energy, saving more money. We use energy to cook and cool, pump water, transportation, agriculture, for everything really. We import oil to produce much of our energy, and it's expensive. So, turn it off, plug it out, keep your AC temperature at 24 degrees, drive with miles per gallon in mind. Energy Vision 2030. Using less, saving more for all Jamaicans.
Attention all real estate professionals. The Real Estate Board invites you to a public forum on continuing professional development. Join our main presenter, Mrs. Sandra Watson-Garrick, CEO of the Real Estate Board, on Thursday, September 7, 2017, at the Girl Guides Association, 2 Waterloo Road, Kingston 10, starting at 5:30 p.m. Admission is free. The Real Estate Board, working together to create safer, more comfortable living spaces.
Now the news. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is seeking to implement measures to boost school safety this academic year. The measures seek to address the concerns relating to student conflict and indiscipline. Director of Security and Safety in Schools, Assistant Superintendent of Police, ASP Coolidge Minto, says the ministry is targeting the full implementation of safety and security committees as well as conflict resolution mechanisms.
Plans are now being made to recruit and train 400 young persons to be engaged in the training of security operations and apprentice, and these persons will be placed in the larger primary schools as well as selected high schools.
ASP Minto says uniformed groups will be expanded in schools and given additional support. He also emphasized that parents and community members have a key role to play in ensuring safety and security in schools. The governments of Jamaica and Chile are to pursue cooperation agreements in the areas of investment, regional trade, sport development, and the encouragement of physical activity among young people. Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister Santa Camina Johnson-Smith says the partnership between both countries follows the recent one-day working visit to Chile by Prime Minister Andrew Holness. While in the South American country, the Prime Minister held bilateral meetings with President Michelle Bachelet and met with representatives of the Chilean private sector. Senator Johnson-Smith was a member of the Jamaican delegation to Chile, headed by Prime Minister Holness. Minister of National Security Robert Montague is urging newly enlisted members of the police force to assist with devising effective strategies to fight what he calls the new generation of criminals. Mr. Montague says the police are now faced with criminals from Generation Z, who were born after the creation of the Internet and as such have access to information at their fingertips, which they use to carry out illicit activities. Minister Montague was addressing the passing out parade and awards ceremony for Jamaica Constabulary Force JCF recruits of the National Police College of Jamaica recently. A total of 199 constables comprising Batch 114 participated in the graduation exercise. And the Tourism Product Development Company, TPDECO, has expanded its Team Jamaica program to make it more accessible and attractive to industry stakeholders. Executive Director Dr. Andrew Spencer says TPDECO has been conducting a Train the Trainers program in an effort to increase accessibility of the program through approved training partners.
We have about 20 of those now across the island. And so that program is in its first year. Next year, we are going to embark on broadening. So there are also some institutional arrangements with Heart Trust and some other hotel entities where they will do the train-the-trainer program, and they too will have trainers on property to be able to execute our Team Jamaica.
Team Jamaica is a mandatory training and certification program for persons employed in or otherwise associated with the hospitality and tourism industry. The main components of the program include customer service, product knowledge, culture, and environmental awareness. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.